This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a repurposed shotgun sitting right there with a Boyd's gun stock on it. Light years ahead of what Remington thought it could actually ever be. As far as campaigning is concerned, there's a lot of people that I know that are pretty good at campaigning, some local, some national. But there are some that will go where no man wants to go. And then pull off what no man or woman can pull off. And he joins me tonight as we are going to sit back and look at the requiem a little bit of what we've gotten out of this. He is an NRA board member. He is a small business owner, and he wreaks havoc wherever he goes in the grassroots. I am talking about Tim Knight. Good evening, sir. Can we turn him up? Have we got Tim? Have we got Mr. Knight on? Okay. Well, Tim, if you are there, you just hang on a minute, and we'll get to this in just a minute. Let me give a little background on Mr. Knight. Mr. Knight, he was part of the ground operation, which the GOP should hire him to work on the ground game. Because we don't have one, but he knows how to put one together. He knows how to go door to door. He knows how to do things like recall people in Colorado, like the president of the Senate, who he got recalled, and another senator that he got recalled, and then another senator that he got threatened to get recalled, and, well, have we got him now? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Were you there the whole time?
Whole time.
Okay, so, of course, gotcha, all right, so anyway.
All good.
All good. So, looking at the election, were you surprised by anything?
No, I wasn't. The GOP hasn't been performing, kind of been in gridlock for the last, well, good while, a couple of years in the House. The Senate had an opportunity to, recently with the Kavanaugh hearing, step forward, be relevant in people's lives. And if you look at exit polling, what people put forward, what was important to them in the exit polling, guns was not it in most places. It ended up being something in Georgia, in the governor's race there at the end with, some Black Panther hanging out with Stacey Abrams signs. And it was important in Missouri when I spent some time on the ground there as well. But guns just wasn't the thing. But the engagement of the House was just not there. They weren't actually doing their jobs, or people didn't think they were, and they wanted to change. I think they're going to unfortunately rue the day on that one. But the Senate, those statewide races proved proved successful in many places that I didn't know we would, like Missouri specifically and Indiana for sure.
Right. Do you think that with the Senate, part of the Senate's or the success in the Senate had to do with the fact that the Senate very recently began to perform versus the House, which has not been performing?
Yes, that absolutely I would say would be the case. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just gave the American people a, hey, we are actually working here. We're getting stuff done for you. And before that, the Kavanaugh thing really brought everything into a focus all over. When I was not on the other side yet, knocking on doors is something, it's uncomfortable but honest politics. And when I was knocking on doors, and I did that in three states, I did it in Missouri, Tennessee, and Georgia. That was the most common thing that was brought up to me when I was knocking on doors to say, hey, you know, that Kavanaugh thing is really brought out a serious concern. I have a brother. I talked to more women during the daytime when I was knocking on doors than men, and they were concerned about, look, you can't just accuse somebody of something. I feel for someone if they this happens, you know, maybe we need a better support system for that, but we just can't have this making accusations thing. I took a couple of conversations there and jammed them together, Bill. But that was the thing that really motivated most people I talked to, like I said, in three different states.
In Wisconsin, where Scott Walker lost his reelection bid, you've already got the new governor of Wisconsin. And did he campaign as a gun controller?
I don't know if that was a big issue. I know that when Bloomberg started throwing money into these races, they're trying to get in, and the way they were getting in with concerns about Social Security and health care, because that's all they had left.
Right.
I think that was an issue in based on exit polling nationally, but I believe it was an issue in Wisconsin specifically. Guns just wasn't a big issue. It's going to be in the next presidential election because gun owners are going to be unfortunately energized by probably a House of Representatives that's going to come rushing headlong, making their intentions known.
Politically speaking, do you expect to see the House go that way, go after gun control? Or is it just going to be, is the impetus going to be what happened in Thousand Oaks? Because now they're thinking to themselves, oh, what a godsend. We wanted to go after this anyway. Now we have the wind at our backs once again.
Yeah, it could be. They're, of course, using unfortunate events and looking at it differently than you and I and your listeners might look at it as to, you know, what can we do to actually affect the mental health thing, the mental health issue, or dealing with, you know, veterans benefits and PTSD, which are very real things, which we as a society need to dig into and partake in, and we owe that to them anyways, versus just ignoring it and putting up, you know, bigger laws saying this is a gun-free zone and you can't have a capacity magazine at this and that barrel's too long and, you know, that's got a bayonet lug on it, you know, so we got to stop all those drive-by bayonettings. So I'm not sure what the politicians are going to do, Bill, but, I mean, they've given us a blueprint and they've never left it. They work on fear, and we react to the fear. Engaging gun owners is always a tough one for me because, you know, nobody wants to knock on doors. that's going to have to change. We're going to have to get more involved and show people the way. And the only way I know how to do that is to actually get involved and do it myself, Bill. So definitely working more with you and others on how we can get involved and make a little bit of difference. Because if I had a little bit of help from a lot of people, we wouldn't have to worry about our Second Amendment rights ever.
Right. With Mick Mulvaney, who's now whatever he is in the Elizabeth Warren Foundation or whatever they call that consumer thing, that consumer agencies that he's running.
Yeah.
He was up against, in 2010, he was up against a 24-year veteran in the House named Spratt, Democrat. One of, not very many Democrats in South Carolina. But I'll tell you the story when we get back. I'm talking to Tim Knight, NRA board member. We're talking politics right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Tim Knight about elections and electioneering and everything else, and I was trying to tell you about Mick Mulvaney. He was elected because the Americans for Prosperity, with about 2 weeks left, they had no money, and they went door to door in the district he was running in to try to get him elected, and he won.
Right.
In that last two week push, because he was behind at that point, so.
Yeah, that human-to-human contact, as one lady, and I already said this, but one lady mentioned to me, she's like, this is the most honest politics. She said, you know, and especially I was a volunteer. I don't get paid to do everything I do. Knocking on doors saying, look, I'm a volunteer. Is the Second Amendment important to you? I'm, you know, and are you, will you consider this candidate? Nobody really wants the door knock, but if they're going to engage and come to the door, it's not another phone call. It's someone taking the time out of their life to stand in front of you. Especially if you're volunteering to do it, that's really powerful, as you just said in that example. And that's the kind of, if I had a couple volunteers, I mean, I was able to by myself get to about 200 doors in a day. And that would magnify by a lot, with someone driving a car, following around. Well, you do that and you engage with people. And that's the kind of politics. It's not the click. It's not the, you know, no one answers their home phone anymore. And why polls are all wrong, this is the kind of connection that needs to get back. And that's what's going to happen in 2018, and especially in here in the South, where and I live in Tennessee, where we take for granted, that can't happen in Tennessee. No, it can happen anywhere in the sense that people can run for office. And if we're not engaged, because, Bill, you saw it. I'm sure you did where you were. We definitely did here in Tennessee, where tons of signs. Democrats had tons of signs. Well, signs don't vote, folks. We need to always remember that. You can spend a lot of money and hand out signs. Republican candidates sometimes even charge for their signs because they just don't have the money. But, you know, that's meant to be a, hey, we got this. You don't bother showing up at the polls. We are spending all this money. Well, Americans haven't fallen for it yet, but it's that understanding that we have to engage and that we can't be fooled by, you know, Fox News calling it for the House. In back east, when people are still voting out west, when you have House seats in California, they're being decided by less than 100 votes.
Did that irritate you as much as it irritated me when they did that?
Yes, absolutely. I would hope the American voter would be that, but the guy sitting in Los Angeles or Orange County traffic, he hears something like that and he goes, well, why do I bother to go to the polls then and sit in the traffic? Now, me, I would, park my car and get up and walk if I had to get to the polls. But yes. Super irritated me. You know, I understand even calling racist, but talking about giving some sort of wave reason, and I said it that way, wave reason to not do it. The rush to be first in delivering news, which may have actually been true, but what it did was just, you know, discourage people from voting. It cooked me when I heard that, and it really cooked me when I said, really, Brett Baer, you can do better than that.
Do you think that most of the people who vote Democratic are most of the people who vote Democratic leftists?
Well, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think there is a, you remember after Sandy Hook and when they said that 56% of America thinks that this kind of a killing happens all the time, when we knew it didn't?
Right.
Right. And I just thought to myself, is this the percentage of low info voters that we have in the United States now?
You know, the low part is probably correct because, you know, I've had people who I respect and genuinely care for who would stop me or call me and say, am I getting this wrong? Because the media is saying this and they're saying it so much and so often, I'm starting to believe it. And I know a lot of people, I don't like the way Trump tweets, or I don't like his manner or demeanor. Okay, those things may be true, and perhaps you wouldn't want to have the guy over for dinner. But let's look at his results, folks. And then when you sit down and talk about those results, they're either wow, I didn't know, or gosh, I really haven't thought about that. The media is washing that away by not highlighting it. So it's almost the duty of people to be, you know, people to be informed, and those who are informed share some of those successes with other people, because it's not getting out there. And the only way that we're going to be able to check that is by reminding people, look, granted, he may not be, you may not want him over for dinner. He may not have made some decisions that you agree with, or I don't know what your reasoning is, but understand the results are what we're shooting for here, folks. This is the part where we need to connect. What are we seeing? You know, we got a tax cut to a lot of people that helped a lot of people, but what we're really seeing is a change in the way the economy works. Businesses are coming back. Businesses are hiring. The stock market is showing small and medium-sized businesses wanting to generate more. Big companies are also being reflected there. Trade deals, we're getting respect. The military has respect and training and money for those things again. That stuff, Bill, that that's stuff that we were told, well, that stuff's just not going to happen anymore. It all went away. We're just going to have to kind of apologize for everything and just hover here until we disappear. That's gone now, that pride in country, and that's back. So it was a little disturbing to me that the House did what it did, but, you know, I mean, what do you do when you don't like somebody who does their job? You fire them.
Right.
And, you know, it was predominantly, I mean, we lost Dave Pratt in Virginia. I was sorry to see him go a lot. Sorry. They redrew his lines. But what we're seeing is people displeased with that. And one of the conversations that you and I should have on the radio and not on the radio is, look, folks, if you want to run for office, do it. I'm not saying it's easy, but we need people, because the bench that the parties have are just, they're not getting it done. And, you know, the reality is when you go to Washington, you get all fired up and you go and you speak all these strong words and you get there and all of a sudden you're still speaking these strong words and leadership doesn't like it. Guess what? You're going to get a bad office and they're probably going to ignore you. That doesn't mean you can't still succeed. That doesn't mean you can't make friends. And what it probably reminds you of is who you work for, and it's the constituent, because any politician that blanketly takes orders from leadership is doing it wrong.
Yeah, but I thought about it. You know, the problem with running for office would be all the skeletons I'd have to show. I would never get past that point. We're coming up on the next break, but we're talking electioneering right now and what is needed, what is necessary. But my guest is Tim Knight, NRA board member, Havoc Wreaker on the ground, in the grassroots realm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump strongly condemned the deadly rocket attack on a residential community just north of Tel Aviv. The president blamed Hamas for the rocket attack that came from Gaza and says the United States and our commitment to Israel remain strong.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
Democrats are still not ready to move on, even after Attorney General William Barr released the principal conclusions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's completed probe, which show that President Trump did not work with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says until the full report is out, no conclusions can be made.
We have to see the Mueller report, and we have to see all the evidence behind it. I certainly don't trust Attorney General Barr's summary of it.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Tim Knight, grassroots specialist, NRA board member, and connoisseur and great dinner partner. You didn't know I considered you that, did you?
No, but I'll take it. We have the NRA annual meeting coming up and maybe SHOT Show, so we'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Have you seen the people that are out there looking at things and saying where the Democrats have demographics and we have geography for us? And, you know, the supposition that in by 2040, all of the leftists are going to be living in 15 states and everybody else will be living in all the other states. Have you looked at that kind of data and are you looking at that and saying, how is this going to play out? Or have you already figured out how that's going to play out? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually working on some things, I'm not ready to discuss them yet. But I've met some friends throughout my travels that are relevant in certain other areas that are willing to go in and share their story about why rights are important and why involvement is important, and you know, not party but more policy, and that understanding of policy, of understanding your rights, will then lead to people questioning the people who are the politicians who are telling them, well, we're going to take your guns. Well, that's cool, but you don't have anyone standing at my porch to look after my family. So I'm working with some folks on policy stuff in places where perhaps we're losing that argument because we're not in it at all. We're not going there. So I'm working on that. I have a project I'm working on. I'm going to test it out here in Chattanooga by bringing some friends in and seeing how this works. It's a very genuine program. And when I have more to share with you about it, I actually may have you in for it because it's really that important.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, working on it. Because what I understand, Bill, is if you look at exactly what you talked about, the Democrats are there. And why we have this thing, well, you know, the Democrats are running all these cities and don't we understand? And, you know, they continue to be the problem and nothing's ever getting solved. Well, here's the reality of that, Bill, is that they're always there. They always have been there. They haven't left. So what happens during elections is Republicans will yo-yo in and out, whether it's, you know, to work somewhere, the soup kitchen or a charity or whatnot, and then they leave or they come back for elections and then they leave again. They're not constant. The Democrats are constant. And so it's the devil, you know, it's that part of it. And what is happening is when we're drawing these lines and these maps and we're looking at the reality of what our country's going to look like far down the road, it doesn't have to be that. But what's going to have to happen is instead of telling people what to do, we're going to have to show people, you know, what some of their options may be, what their rights are, and who's protecting those rights without getting into politics. But like I said, more policy and let them come to the realization on their own. That's the only way that we're going to do this. And that is a project I'm working on with a couple of really phenomenal people. And we're going to experiment with it. It's been done in a couple of places now, and we're going to bring it to Chattanooga, Tennessee as a test bed for that to honestly help some people understand some things and see where that goes. But this is what's going to have to happen. We're going to not, you know, subjects, not citizens. We're going to have people understand that they're citizens and they can partake and understand the process as opposed to being told and given no option. That's
right.
The only way that this changes, Bill, because you know, every 2 or 4 years or every time there's an election cycle, people are making promises and not following up on it. That's got to change. And the only way that's going to change is like we talked about earlier, where people, figure out, look, I can run. So, you know, in 2013 in Colorado, nobody gave me a manual on how to recall somebody. It had never been done in Colorado before. You know, people think, oh, well, I'm some grassroots dynamo. I may be defined by other people as that, but I don't know. All I know is I get out there and just talk to people and knock on doors or go to a meeting and just sit there. And sometimes it's me sitting in the front. Sometimes it's me asking questions. I don't need to be the chief, but I'm engaging. And, you know, we've gotten away from that. And, yes, it's challenging. That's none of that's my comfort zone. But that's the kind of thing. And I understand that people have busy lives. They're doing many busy things. And I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just saying there's going to have to be some of us that sift through this and understand that we can help. And, you know, my big thing is always just being an example, and I'm nothing more than that. I'm blessed to be able to go do this, and
right.
I'm going to be out there doing that. So policy is what I'm working on. I'm still going to, you know, kind of parachute behind lines and knock on doors and make a difference there, but what do I do between those election cycles? What, you know, how am I engaging people? What am I making happen or helping other good people make things happen? That's where we're actually going to get traction in this line, you know, so that the Fergusons of the world don't happen again, because the Democrats have always been there, and they're the only people that are actually listening. And the Republicans may go visit occasionally, but then they leave. I'm not saying this is going to work everywhere, and I'm not saying, but it's something. It's anything, and it's different. So the citizens need to feel, our people need to start feeling like citizens and not some sort of political yo-yo where people roll things up and pull it back again.
Right.
So that's the, kind of the long-term how I see that happening. And I want to share that idea with other people that they can make a difference that way. And it may be different, but, you know, being genuine and showing them how they can make a difference for themselves is the only way I know how to fix this.
Yeah, with the demographics they're looking at, one of the things that they're pointing out, all the ones I'm reading, all the optimistic ones, is they're pointing out that means that the Democrats would only control 30 senators, and there would be 70 other senators that they would not have control over. However, I saw, and I don't remember where he was from, or he was from some news organization or something, but I saw somebody get out there and say, how long do you think it's going to be to where the majority continues to allow themselves to be dominated or told what to do by the minority, the rural minority? meaning the big population centers where they don't want to be told what to do by the inner United States, which isn't that why the Commerce Clause was put in place to begin with, as far as business, to where the states push each other around and stuff like that?
Well, also, it's even more that why do we have an Electoral College? And it feels like we need to do away with that because it's about popularity. No, folks, this is not, we take a Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic for which it stands, the Constitutional Republic, not the democracy. We practice democratic things by voting. But we do not live in a democracy. And gun owners out there, understand me. Hear me. We do not live in a democracy. We need to start correcting people. It's like, gun violence. Stop using the term gun violence. The gun didn't do it. We live in a republic. So start having that conversation. That is the part that we need to do. And understanding that the republic is kept, and the founding fathers were smart enough to come up with the idea of an electoral college to protect us from raw popularity contests where 51% of the people in big cities could do this. States could learn the lesson. It would be great if some states, I mean, Colorado's ruled by Denver on up to Fort Collins. The rest of the state might be red in its voting pattern, but they have no say. I mean, we're getting micro examples of that in our states with these big cities. Thankfully, nationally, we have that electoral college. So, why do we have it? Well, the republic will be no longer if we do away with that, because then New York, California, and a couple of other states could tell us all what to do.
Oh, yeah. So, let me get y'all right there. One last thing I want to bring up when we get back. Stay tuned. I know that Tim's got some things he's about to bring to you. I'm not going to tell you what they are. He'll tell you when the time comes, I'll have him on the show, and he'll tell you about them. I'm very eagerly waiting to see these come out. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh yeah, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Tim Knight about electioneering and such, that kind of stuff that, concerns me. Now, I want to shift a little bit because you have been in situations where demonstrators have looked at you and saw you as an enemy and everything else, and you've been concerned about security and everything else. What do you make of Antifa going to Tucker Carlson's house?
It's a real problem because you bring this stuff home or you get up in people's faces, this is going to end poorly for somebody. And it's going to change the conversation, and perhaps it needs to be changed. If you're going to make it that personal, Bill knows this, and I kind of asked this question because he knows that I've actually changed the security at my house, and I won't get into specifics as to why, but it's been that kind of world, and
right.
I don't want anyone to be hurt. I'm not interested in it. I think that's a really bad idea. But what's going to happen is Tucker Carlson's wife. Well, I mean, rightfully, people were banging on her door. She was in fear for her life. Had someone been very mistaken in their thought process and entered her house, she would have had every right to defend herself, other than she lives in Washington, D.C. But this is going to go poorly for somebody, and I'm not looking forward to the reaction of anyone on this, because some people will think, well, they're just protesting. What harm is that? They wouldn't want that at their house. And I think that's what we all need to look at is, okay, cool, you're protesting on this guy's yard. Do you want that at your house, too? Because that's what's going to happen. When you do it to somebody, is that, it's going to happen back. And I'm concerned about this ratcheting up. That is very, very upsetting. You know, I had prepared for it personally myself. I have had some issues, for sure, and changed that. And I imagine Tucker Carlson is now having to do that. I heard, I was flipping through the channels today, and I heard Sean Hannity saying he's prepared and he is, doesn't want that either. But he is very concerned that this is going down a road that we're not going to be able to walk this one back. Someone who has a concealed carry permit will be in fear for their life, or someone's going to bash on someone's front door and the door will open. Well, then do you go in? Well, obviously no, but some people are going to cross that line. The emotions are high, and emotions are going to get somebody killed, maybe several somebody. Bill, I don't reply with a pistol at home. That's not how I reply. I don't want it. I don't want that, but I'm prepared to defend my family because I don't know what their intentions are. And, you know, I imagine Tucker Carlson didn't either. That is a real problem. I honestly should be on your talkbacks now because I'm sure that's a concern of anyone who feels like, look, I want to be able to protest, to speak my mind, say what's important to me, and make politics personal. But that's crossing the line of what is acceptable in my mind by a lot. And honestly, I think that those people know that. This doxing thing going on where everyone's telling people where they live. Do you want that at your house? Because that's the society you're creating. So I'd say way more than concerning. I saw this coming personally and have changed things, and security is a very, very real issue at my house, and I'm not Tucker Carlson. But
what's the law regarding this? Like, if the report I'm reading is that somebody started slamming himself into the door until it cracked. To me, breaking the door in is a home invasion. Now, I know that they have to keep coming at me in order for me to get lethal with them if I have to. But how far do I, am I, by law, how far do I have to let them have their way and be out in front of my house and be cutting off, they cut off the street on both ends. They had signs showing all kinds of stuff. And they were yelling and clearly trying to intimidate somebody. And how far do we have to allow that to go?
Being an attorney, of course. But I have to do that because someone's going to say, well, don't erase that. No, I didn't. You know, what I do, what would be me, is that if someone got into my house and I was able to remind them they were in the wrong place. You need to leave, and you need to leave now. And they absolutely will hear me. that made sure that that's the case. But you need to be very, very vocal in your leave me alone, go away. You're breaking and entering. You have to be in fear for your life. Now, clearly, property damage is, you know, your life is not worth grandma's china. They can have it. Don't care. But if someone is going to start coming down the hallway or break down my front door, and as soon as they cross the threshold, we've got a problem. They're already on my property, and they're already trespassing. But as soon as because I have to look at it, as anyone else listening to the call would have to, and again, not legal advice, you have to handle it your own way, but if someone crosses the threshold with ill intent and I make it clear that you're not welcome here, you need to leave, and they don't do that and they continue, I will have to, unfortunately, do what I need to do. Several countermeasures, which they're not prepared for. And I, at great expense, had to prepare for that. But we all have to think about that. What's going to happen when someone knocks on our door, whether it be a riot in your town or someone has ill intent at you? This is not the country we're supposed to live in. This seems rather third worldish to me, Bill. It's disappointing that that's the case, but the reality is that we can't ignore it anymore. They're prepared to do this and try and rattle people's cages to go away. Well, that can't be either. If we're rattled out of our rights, then so goes the republic. So yeah, slippery slope. I'll say that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into this. But the thing that I'm slightly concerned about is that. There is, this almost reminds me of Juarez, Mexico, where the cartels do a lot of intimidation of people.
Yeah.
And they take it a little further, of course. They like to hang headless corpses from overpasses and, you know, limbless and headless corpses from overpasses. But it is nothing at night to peer over the border at Juarez and see tracers and explosions happening in Juarez like it's a combat zone during the evening. When they really come out to play. And it sounds like we are drifting. that way.
Yes.
And especially...
It's true.
You know, I'm just waiting to see where we go with this and how far it happens. And I'm not looking forward to it when it does happen, but they are eventually going to do something outside of Washington, D.C., or Portland, or Berkeley. And then we'll see. Then yeah. I guess then we'll see. So anyway.
And nobody wants that. But yeah, none of us are going to sit here I can't, Bill. I love my wife and children too much to just sit here and take that. I don't wish
right.
anyone ill will, but if I push beyond that for fear of our life, we will reply. And I think, I would hope that anyone would do the same and understand that. The problem is just like you said, that's becoming what they're trying to do, gravel our trees so much that we're either going to stop talking out loud and give them what they want, or... But the reality is that someone somewhere is going to push back and say no more. Okay, well, folks, that's a problem. This is not the country that it used to be in that way. Where did the stability go where we could agree to disagree? That's the problem. And I'll remind everyone here, but then I know you have to go, is that socialism is not for the socialists. This is not going to affect them, the people in power. It's only meant to affect the people. So
right.
Don't be sold.
Don't be sold. There you go. Anyway, we will reconvene soon. Tim Knight is a member of the NRA, NRA board member. You should be a member of the NRA. Go check them out at NRA.org. Is that it?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get a perspective on what happened in California, and then we're going to get a perspective on what he thinks about what's happening with Antifa and just overall self-defense overview with Masad Ayoub. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.